Shall we get this little dog and pony show started? It's the news, according to me. It's Wednesday, August 31st, 8 o'clock a.m., 2022. I was up till about midnight last night working. Actually got to bed. I think I went to bed at 12:10. And I think I fell asleep at 12:11. I was a tired puppy. I laid down for just a moment and looked at some, tried to look at something on, I don't know, on my iPhone or whatever it was. I can't remember what it was. iPad, iPhone, something. And my eyes would not stay on my iPhone. So I just all I remember was I kept dropping the phone and my head kept bobbing. And I was like, I put this down. I figured it was going to be one of those nights where I couldn't stay awake. And then I'd put, everything down, lay my head down and probably not be able to sleep. But I did. I don't remember anything after that. So I was unconscious for about, 6 hours straight, 6, 7 hours. Vaguely remember my wife's alarm going off at one point. Woke up and thought, I think their alarm just went off. She had already turned it off. Excuse me. She had already turned it off. So I ended up remembering that I was hearing it, but she had turned it off just as I was waking up. And I went back to sleep again. Of course, then the dogs, the dogs always have to have their routine in the morning. They start barking at me. It is time for us to go outside, and then we come back in and get our treat. And we know it. We can tell time. There's a, we have one of those little clocks that every hour it goes ding, dong, ding, dong. It does the whole thing where it chimes and does all that stuff. And I'm pretty, every 15 minutes it does something. And I think that the dogs can figure that out. I think they've been trained to know what time it is based on how many times that thing dings. It's just a theory of mine. But I digress. The real reason you tuned in is to keep my sanity, so I can talk about all the junk that goes on in the world. And I appreciate you listening. Just knowing you're there, even if you got the volume turned down all the way. Just the fact that you clicked on this thing helps me to believe that somebody might be out there listening to my rants and my crazy theories and opinions, to enabling me to keep my sanity. I'm just pretending like somebody's out there. I could probably just, even if the power went out here, I would probably come down here in the basement and just, light a candle, sit here and talk to the microphone about all the stuff, pretend like I'm doing a show, because it's just, it's therapeutic for me. I get it off my chest. I get you all riled up, and then I feel like I've done my job. I can peacefully take my nap. But until I take my nap, I have to tell you what's in my cup. I have, the regular. This is pure. It doesn't have any Yahtzee. Stuff in it. I'll explain that to you later. But it's just the island, Pacific Island chai, vanilla chai, with the last of my Cinnabon creamer I just put in there. I don't know if my supply has been restocked or not. I haven't looked out at the outside refrigerator. We have a refrigerator out in the garage. We keep our standby stuff out there, our little stock of stuff. So we have that. We have some stuff out there. Well, then and the other cup I have, almost pure cup of V8 Fusion Peach Mango. As my backup cup this morning. So I got to tell you, if this chai doesn't make it through the whole show, I've got a major backup cup there to reload it with that. The chai just tastes good this morning. I think it was, I was up late last night. We got this trip we're working on to go on for the weekend. We got to leave on Friday. And I have to do some things to the boat. And I've been working pretty solid with some things. Believe it or not, I'm actually working on sewing some things, actually. Believe it or not. You know, it seems kind of odd. But yes, I'm a sewing guy. That's what I do. So, I've been doing that. So I've been working on some canvas work for the boat. And it's kind of my first attempt at doing much with heavy-duty sewing like that. Kind of interesting. Interesting stuff. I enjoy it. It's okay. Make a lot of mistakes. Things don't look quite right. It'll probably, a gentle breeze will probably carry everything away, which is fine with me, because then I can do it again. I'll just start over. It'll be lost in Lake Michigan forever, probably someplace along the way. A little breeze will come up, 5-mile-an-hour breeze, and the whole thing will just float away. Float off into the sunset. And I'll just wave goodbye. Smile and say, I'll try this again. The some interesting stuff in the news been going on. Before I talk about that, I just want to share my nephew and his kids. They just lost their dog. I'm a dog guy. I just like animals of all kind. We also have a cat. We have two dogs and a cat. We had the dogs for a while, and then we decided to get a cat because I got tired of rodents. Every spring and every fall, it seemed like a rodent would find its way into the house and wreak havoc. So we got a cat that wreaks havoc every day of the year. But we don't have rodents. jeez. Yeah. Don't have to clean up any mouse poop. Just every day cleaning up cat poop. The kitty litter box. The crazy things we do. But you know what? Life is a special, precious thing. Whether it's an animal, whatever it is, the life that a living thing has is only once. There's a scripture in Psalms that says, I think it's in Psalms. It says something about consider the birds of the air. Solomon in all of his wisdom was not, you know. The thing. I'm not going to repeat the whole thing, but it's early and I just can't. I didn't go to Bible memory camp. So I have this thing about life. I think that what the scripture is implying here is that life itself is a beautiful, precious thing. And I just the creation of the earth, the whole thing of, you know, life on the planet, it's all such a unique and special thing. And I don't think we grasp the weight of its importance, of how precious it is. And I know that, dogs just have a way of really getting into, they depend on us. That not only do they depend on us, but they're there to help us. They'll do anything they'll do anything for a treat, really is what it is. It's what it amounts to. Anyway, I for those of you who've had a special pet, especially those of you who've had a special dog, in your life, and you just you've lost that dog. It's okay to feel bad. Sometimes you feel worse than losing a family member sometimes, because it's just they have a way of just getting into your heart, because of their dependence on you, because of the way they just you are their entire world. But yeah, there's a nice note to start the show on. I'm sorry, I just kind of went off into. I've lost a few dogs in my life. It's just been reflecting on that. But here we go. We got some news. We got some news to talk about. We got some opinions and stuff to talk about here. I don't have anything written down. I had some interesting stuff last night as I was working. I'm like, oh, I need to talk about that on the show. I thought of all these different things. I probably should just start a show. I should call it Sewing with Kevin. And a little bit of news. That's what I should call it. I could just, sew the whole time. Just do live sewing. Which mostly, the sewing part of it's the easy part. It's the putting the puzzle together. How are you going to hem this? How are you going to seam that? How are you going to put these two pieces together? What are you going to build here? It'd be one thing if I had a pattern. I don't have any patterns. I'm building a Dodger from scratch. Just kind of coming up with this stuff on my own. Crazy stuff. So anyway, interesting stuff's going on. This guy who, first of all, let me just grab a couple of top headline issues. This guy who was escorted out of the FBI. It's kind of made big news. A lot of people are talking about it. And what happened here, this guy got reassigned. And he was involved in the Trump investigation with, early on, the Russia-Trump investigation. He was involved with the whole Peter Strzok thing. Now, he claims they pronounce his name Tim Tebow. It's not spelled anything. Like, it's got like a ALDT thing at the end. And it's weird. This guy was involved in all of that. And with him involved in that, he still got a high. He was working on the second Trump thing here, where they're going after him for the documents and all this stuff. He was involved in that too. Now he got reassigned at one point. Oh, he's been reassigned. This was during the whole Peter Strzok thing and all the Andy McCabe and all the stuff that was going on. And then after all that, of course, we're reassigning him. Well, he's still got a job. Now, Christopher Wray was in front of Senator Kennedy the other day. And Kennedy knows the drill. You can tell he knows the drill. I wish I could play this this soundbite for you. I don't have it up. I didn't have it queued. Senator Kennedy was very polite. You know, he just kept asking questions. Who is Tim Tebow? I'm not talking about the football player. He's asking him, more and more questions. Asking things about who this guy is, what he did, whether he's, what his assignment was. Of course, then Christopher Wray is asking Christopher Wray, head of the FBI. And of course, Christopher Wray goes into this whole, well, he's an SCSA agent, blah, 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 blah. He's also one of a couple of other ASOs, whatever's, throwing out these synonyms that he knows nobody understands. The comment, you're talking to, of course, now the senators should know probably what they are. But this is deliberate when he uses terminology like that. Let me see if I can find it here. Senator Kennedy. Chris Ray. Let's see what we find here. This is 30 months ago. Yeah, this isn't the one I was looking for. Of course, this is Kennedy asking about Sussman this time. So now he's asking about Sussman, the whole thing. And Sussman got off. White House questions FBI Director Ray. 3 weeks ago. This is all weeks and months ago. This just happened, just within the last few days. Yeah, he's not on here again. This is the only one they're showing me here is the one 3 months ago where he had to leave. I got to go. I started asking more questions. I've got a plane to catch at 1 o'clock. We just got back from lunch. I got a plane. I was told I could leave at 1:30. I believe he was going on vacation, actually. Yeah, I don't see it here. It was. But the point is, this whole thing. There is a point. Sorry, I'm kind of rambling this morning. The reason I do that is to get rid of the people who don't really want to watch the show, listen to the show. They click off the show. Then I get into the real meat of the issues. Since you're still listening, you're one of the special ones. You get to listen to the real skinny. So he's asking this guy all these questions about who this Tim Tebow guy is. And Christopher Wray, of course, normally when you ask him about any kind of like Hunter Biden or anything like that, well, I can't comment on I'm treading on thin ice here because I can't really comment on any ongoing investigations or potential ongoing investigations. Oh, well, what do you know about Tim Tebow? He was an agent. He was an SCSI agent, whatever. That's all I know about the guy. I don't know anything about him. Did you know he was this? Oh, no, I don't. How long has he been with the company? Or how long has he been with the FBI? Well, you're testing my limits of my knowledge. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know. You know, you don't need specifics. You could say, well, over 20 years. You know, that's all you could say. You can answer the question. So you can't answer the question. No, you're testing my knowledge. I don't know. You're testing my ability to know. I don't know. Well, what about, is he a powerful, is he in a powerful position? Well, I would say everybody in law enforcement's in a powerful position. They're all powerful. Okay. Relatively speaking, between all the other powerful people there in the FBI, how much more power does he have than some others? He had a lot of authority. He was up there with Andy McCabe and all those guys during this whole Trump-Russia thing. That's the seventh floor, what he's talking about. The seventh floor of the FBI, where all the management is. He was working in that office. That's what Kennedy's getting at. I think Kennedy understands the drill. He knows he's not going to get any answers. What he's doing is he's making statements that are going into the record and also being broadcast. Hopefully people are picking it up and getting it out there. The fact that he's getting stonewalled just means that if he said something wrong, like, I understand that Tim Tebow wears tutus around the office. No, sir, that doesn't happen. Oh, I got an answer out of you. Well, you actually could answer that question. Yeah, so this guy was involved, I believe, also with the whole Trump raid as well, the way I understand it. Now, there's something odd about the fact that he was escorted out of the FBI. After he was reassigned, he had this other position. And then he was found to have bias. He had political bias. We had to get rid of him. Well, I think the whole seventh floor needs to be evacuated. There needs to be a giant flushing sound going on there, apparently. These people don't think their poop stinks. It just amazes me that he's just a fall guy. This guy's a fall guy. And he was probably going to resign anyway. My understanding was he was close to retirement age. They may have offered him a package. Say, hey, we need to have you take a fall here. By the way, the CIA is calling. They want you to work over there. So we're going to make it look like we're getting rid of you. This is all optics. We're going to set up this program here where you can leave. You can resign. They ask him to resign. I believe he was asked to resign, or it's all part of a ploy. To make it look like, oh, look at this. Look at the fine, upstanding people there at the FBI. Now, the same people who were screaming at us 2 years ago about defunding the police are screaming at the Republicans about the fact that we don't trust the FBI. Sandy Cortez, AOC, whatever you want to call her. She's a pop star, I guess. She famously said, a reporter asked her, well, what would the community look like if we took all the police out of it?
The suburbs. It would look like the suburbs.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's what it's going to look like. So they started defunding police. Crime rates started going up. It didn't look like the suburbs. We have a cultural problem. A cultural problem doesn't happen because the police are... Now, there's cultural issues. There's bad cops out there, folks. And guess what? Some of those cops I'm talking about are in the FBI. Some of them make it to the top. Some of them are in management. If Christopher Wray, and he answered zero questions, by the way, from Kennedy for like 10 minutes. Went on and on and on. Can't comment on any investigations. Can't comment on any personnel issues. He can't comment on any personnel issues. Who do you think these people work for? Better yet, who are they accountable to? You see, this all falls under the whole DOJ executive branch thing, all falls under the leadership and ownership of the president. If you don't think that there's a major remodeling that needs to take place in the Justice Department, and I use the term justice only as a name, because it is far from anything from just. They are weaponized right at this point. When you start calling this MAGA crowd is the, what do you call it? Something fascists, not neo-fascists. Called him something. Biden got up the other day and was shouting about how the MAGA Republicans are fascists, quasi-fascists, or whatever they, what do you call them? I can't remember. Semi-fascists. I don't know. Now the definition of the word fascist. It's interesting. Everybody tries to define the word fascist. The reason that the fascist name is a dirty name to be called is because of what basically Hitler made fascism known to the world. I think I was listening to somebody yesterday, and they were trying to piece together what the definition of the word fascist is. Let me see if I can, I want to see if I can type in the, see if I can get the definition of the word fascist. Okay, here we go. An advocate or inherent of fascism. Well, that's, there you go, right there. That's what it is. A reactionary or dictatorial person. That's pretty vague. An adherent of fascism or similar right-wing authoritarian views. Right-wing authoritarian views. This has been redefined. This is the American Heritage Dictionary. That's the definition from there. Let's see what Wikipedia says. Now, of course, now you look down here, images for fascists, and you've got Hitler, you've got Mussolini, all these people, and they've been associated with people on the right, the radical right, the alt-right. Fascism is a far-right, authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement, characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suspension of opposition. Belief in a natural social hierarchy. A natural social hierarchy. Subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race. And strong regimentation of society and the economy. It rose to prominence in the early 20th century Europe. Now, far right. This whole far right thing has been inserted, folks. This was not considered a far right thing back when the fascists were in power. The far right label has only come about since probably the last 30 years. And it's only gained dominance and predominance in about the last 6 years. Because all of a sudden, Donald Trump was a Republican, and he was a racist, and he was a fascist. Because it's a far right thing. The far right. This radical MAGA crowd over there on the far right. Bunch of fascists and white supremacists over there. Listen carefully. Because you can't take the flavor out of the stew here, because as they start to, fascism is a far-right is a far-right authoritarian ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement. Oh, okay. It's a movement, and it's a political ideology. So people who are fascists, they decide to be fascists. There's so much misnomer here in terms of how this all gets put together. And this is interesting because they're claiming it's a far-right authoritarian ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement. There's a movement. We're fascists. We're going to be fascists. Characterized by a dictatorial leader. Well, let's see. Let's look at all the dictatorial leaders. Now, they would claim that Donald Trump was a dictator. Just because that's what goes along with being part of the fascist thing. Okay, Donald Trump was telling us we had to wear masks. Oh, no, he didn't tell us that. Donald Trump told us we had to get the vaccine. No, he didn't tell us that. I could go on with a long list there. Donald Trump told us that we couldn't buy or sell or exchange handguns anymore. Oh, no, that was Trudeau in Canada. Centralized autocracy, militarism. Again, we look to our friends in Canada from the north there. Don't you know, eh? How'd they crack down on the protesters? This isn't a time for protesting. These people are Nazis. See, they can just throw that out there. We saw things like swastikas and things being paraded around out there. But we got a real problem here, by the way. We got a real serious problem here in the United States with the Antifa groups. Supposedly Antifa isn't a group. Well, neither is fascism. It's an ideology. But you can go after groups that follow Antifa, that follow their ideology. You're going after Christians. You're going after Trump supporters because they're terrorists. They want to wave their flags and declare their independence from oppressive governments, from centralized autocracy and militarism, forcible suppression of opinion, of opposition. forcible suppression of opposition. Win-win. You know, Donald Trump, during the whole, all the riots that were going on where people were being killed and billions of dollars of infrastructure were being destroyed, offered every state National Guard protection. They didn't want it. They didn't need it. They were like, oh, no, these riots have to happen. This is unrest. This is all unrest caused by Donald Trump, because they could pin it on him. And they knew that. Look at all the unrest. I saw people posting on Facebook. See, I told you there'd be riots in the street if Donald Trump was president. It's the leftists doing the riots. Interestingly enough, Lindsey Graham comes out and says, if they indict this president, there's going to be riots in the streets. Well, Lindsey, first of all, apparently you don't think very highly of the Trump supporters out there. I have no plans to light dumpsters on fire. I don't know what you think about your constituents. But they're not Antifa. We're not the violent ones here. I don't know how many times you have to see this. Every time Democrats lose, riots ensue. Republicans lose. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait till. You know, all the riots that you saw after Trump lost the election. No, you saw all that. Oh, there was one at the White House or the Capitol building that was instigated and entrapped by FBI agents. Ray Epps. Yeah, don't even think for a minute that guy's not part of the, he's not, first of all, he's not a Trump supporter. He was wearing a MAGA hat, had on kind of a military garb type thing, had a backpack on, standing on January 5th, standing downtown, saying, we've got to go into the Capitol. We need to go. He's out there standing there by him. Who does that? Who goes out in the street by themselves to try to start a movement? We need to go into the Capitol. Of course, everybody's screaming, Fed. It was so totally obvious this guy was an operative. He was trying to attract anybody he could. They put him out there. They call it a magnet. Anybody that's got that mentality, they're going to join up with this guy. And apparently, he had a few people listening. He was whispering in some people's ears. He never went into the Capitol building, by the way. He never went in. We got to go into the Capitol. That's a great leader for you. This is somebody who's really passionate about their support for Donald Trump. You can't find anything positive that he has to say about Donald Trump anywhere, because he's not a Trump supporter. He didn't care about the election. He now all of a sudden is living in a motorhome, living out in the woods somewhere. Because he's been so, whatever. So who are the centralized autocracy? The ones who took over during the pandemic? The ones who took over the election process? And said, well, we have to because it's a pandemic. With their centralized autocracy. Their crackdown. Militarism, if you want to call it that, using the police to enforce mask mandates, forcible suppression of opposition. If you dare to protest, they would suppress you. Belief in a natural social hierarchy. Oh, look at me! I'm at the top. I've risen to the top. I'm the cream of the crop here. I've risen to the top because I am part of the natural social hierarchy. Look at me. I'm woke. These people, they think. They always look down on anybody else who doesn't toe the line and believe in their religion. Subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race. Your individual rights are to be tossed aside for the sake of society. Put that mask on. get that vaccination for the good of society. Subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race. A strong regimentation of society and the economy. Who's trying to control open commerce through taxation and regulation? Because if they can tax you, then they can give you tax benefits. Oh, look at this. That guy over there is doing it this way. He's hired a certain number of certain people, kinds of people, and they give him a tax break. Well, gee, maybe I should do that. That's how they control you. If I do that, I'll get a tax break. I'll follow along with this little game they're playing. So they have this regimentation of society. And they can control the economy. Who are we talking about now? We're talking about fascists. That's right, the far right wing. A far right authoritarian. It can't be a leftist organization, no. Like a socialist group. Because democratic socialism is great. By the way, Hitler was a socialist. In fact, Nazi stands for the National Socialist Party. So when you go through the definition, they just throw this far right thing in there. Because they consider Nazism far right because they've claimed, this is where they make the tie, is that Hitler was a white supremacist. And they believe people on the right are racists. They are all white supremacists. That you can't be black and be a Republican. Because the Republican Party flipped. They flipped. All of a sudden, the Democrats turned into the anti-racists and the Republicans who fought for the war, fought for civil rights, fought for to free the slaves. You know, you realize a lot of people don't even know that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. The Republican Party started with Abraham Lincoln. It's fascinating to me the dumbing down of America that's happened. It's all about social regimentation. And the subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race. You see, they can't wash the flavor out of this. They can put this little label at the beginning. It's a far right thing. Fascism is far right. It's the very first thing on the thing on Wikipedia. Fascism rejects assertions that violence is automatically negative in nature and views imperialism, political violence, and war as means that can achieve national rejuvenation. The riots that were taking place in 2020, maybe you recall what was going on there. It rejects the assertion that violence is automatically negative. Violence isn't such a bad thing. Imperialism, which is what we have now, political violence and war as a means that can achieve national rejuvenation. Look at the revolution that's happening before us. It's a national rejuvenation. We're being rejuvenated by this uprising of fascists. Advocate a, I don't know, we're going to address this. It goes into the economy and all that kind of stuff too. And it's the same thing. National economic self-sufficiency. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Nothing wrong with a country that wants to be prosperous. They're vilifying that. Through protectionist and economic interventionist policies. We're not a protectionist. You regulate trade. There's the tariff thing that you got to protect the hard work, the labor, the productivity of your people. you deal with other nations. You trade with them. You make arrangements that are fair. You don't just open up the border and watch it collapse. And who talks about race 24/7? Yes, in some places, racism is an issue. But I love the speech that Candace Owens gave before Congress when she said, "I refuse to be treated as a victim or accept that I am a victim," or something to that effect. Something to the effect of, yeah, when she just blasted that whole idea. Because this victimization, this victimhood thing that happens leaves you pointing the finger at someone else, blaming someone else. And there's plenty of people to blame. You can go back and blame Adam for the first sin. Or you could blame, you know, Eve, if you wanted to. They both sinned. Okay, so let's be fair about it. And so how do you reconcile that? Well, it's through forgiveness, through giving people mercy. We don't. When's the last time you heard Al Sharpton say anything about that? No, you did something wrong. Well, you didn't, maybe, but your great grandpa did, and so we're going to throw that in your face, and we're going to make you pay. Oh. Gee, that doesn't make me, you know, bristle a little bit against it. Somebody gets in your face. You're sitting at a restaurant eating your food, and somebody gets in your face. They bust into the restaurant, and they're smashing tables, and they come over to your table, and they say, "You need to say that, make this statement. Say it." I would just go, they'd go, they'd probably just walk away. Because I no speak as English. Of course, they wouldn't know what language I'm talking because I'm just talking gibberish. That's where my mind goes when people do that kind of thing. Some four guys tried to rob me one night with guns, and I ran away. I went, nope, I'm running around. As soon as I saw the gun, I'm out of here. It was gone. It's like the Flash. Ding. I'm not going to participate in your little game. The thing that flashed through my head at the moment was, if they're going to shoot me in the back, they're going to shoot me anyway. They were just interested in killing me. They weren't. So I figured, you know, might as well have a fighting chance here. At least not a fighting chance, but at least a running chance. This is many years ago, 20 years ago. But I still remember it, believe it or not. So the way that they define things, this is getting back to this whole thing. You have to understand that the fascists are this way. Now, so we have these people now in the FBI and all the stuff that's going on. We have, there was a couple other news items. I wanted to talk about some things. I can't remember. Yeah, let me get rid of that. Let's go to reliable news. Maybe one of these... the armed Antifa goons. This is weird. There's a child drag show. There's a drag show put on for children outside of a bar. I guess part of the show was inside the bar. For kids. And these parents brought their kids to the bar for this. And then there's Antifa groups standing around with AR-15s to provide security. What is going on here? If Antifa starts taking up arms, which they have, this is was a report on this about 5 years ago, how there were some Antifa, well, actually 4 years ago, there were some Antifa groups that were walking around some of the protests, and they were carrying long arms, carrying long guns. Now, more power to you. If you want to carry a gun around, that's fine. But if your intent to use that gun is to wreak havoc. If you want to start, if you want to fire the first shot, this is actually going on. Actually, there's been some shots fired, but we won't talk about that. This is where it's leading, folks. Got news for you. This isn't going to end well for you. Wow, Tim Ryan. Moderate Tim Ryan calls for no limits on late-term abortion. That sounds pretty moderate. There's almost no place in the world that allows that. So this headline, armed Antifa goons run security for child drag show. Democrats are frustrated that DeSantis is too good at his job for them to defeat him. Chris came out and said, if you follow DeSantis, I don't want your vote. And Holcomb came out. They're trying to talk real bold. This is their Hail Mary. Talk about a Hail Mary. This is their Hail Mary strategy. If you Republicans, you can just get out of my state. We don't need your values. Your values aren't New Yorker values. Oh, can you define what your values are, please? Did Biden say this? If you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. Okay. That's actually absolutely not true. How many F-15s does Ukraine have? You see, the next revolution isn't going to be a line in the sand. I shouldn't say revolution. The next civil war isn't going to be a line in the sand. I could talk more about military strategy and all the other stuff that happens in different countries where there's this kind of thing goes on. But the modern civil war that we're could potentially be heading towards, I would say probably is not going to be nothing like it was North against the South. It's not going to be that way. Unfortunately, you're going to get people who are still trying to fight that kind of a war, and they're going to start thinking. The left wants some kind of uprising. This is what they're threatening. Oh, Lindsey Graham came out and said there's going to be riots in the street. Oh, this is going to be war. They want a militia style uprising in this country. That's what they want. Under this administration, what do you think is going to happen? Let's go back to the definition of fascism. Forcible suppression of opposition. You see, if Biden actually said that, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. For Biden to say that means, oh, so the military is who we're fighting against. See, we're not fighting against the military. We're fighting against these bureaucrats in Washington. If you're going to turn the military against its own people, we have a little thing called posse comitatus here in the country, which I'm sure that they're going to do away with that because of a pandemic or whatever reason, or whatever, it was an uprising, we have to use the military. The military is not there to defend our representatives, to defend the all-powerful, all-important temple of democracy and those who live within it, who dwell within it in the hallowed halls. Barely able to stand up because they're so drunk half the time. And again, Elizabeth Warren, there's just the statements that are being made right now. Wow, California passes bill to punish doctors who dissent from government COVID narrative. And again, I come back to a strong regimentation of society. That's fascism, folks. When you talk about all the things that people do that are fascist, it's very easy to find the definition within that. When it's just this whole, well, it's far right. Right at the very beginning, fascism is a far right, authoritarian, ultranationalist political ideology. This very first line in here is to frame everything else. But when you read everything else, you realize, but that's in line with what you guys are doing. How do you get around that? Well, we just redefine it. We just say the other guy's doing it. But you're the one that's actually doing it. You see, do fascists wake up in the morning and say, I'm a fascist this morning? Let's get some more fascist principles. See, they don't even realize they're fascists. Forcing someone to make a statement, forcing someone to speak a certain way, to punish someone because of a strong regimentation of society. That's fascist. That's fascism. Freedom of speech, freedom to protect yourself and your liberties. All of the rights given to you by God are guaranteed to you as an individual, not as a group, not special rights. Well, I'm a part of this protected class. Oh, you would say that where was that little part in here? Subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of a nation and race or group or gender or lack thereof. Fill in the blank on those two. The key part of that sentence is subordination of individual interests. You could put rights in there. Subordination of individual rights for the perceived good of the nation and race. You see how this fits into the fascist ideology? But they don't see it. Because they're anti-fascists. We're fighting against the fascists with fascism. They can't allow discourse. They can't allow dissent because you might have a good point and we don't want to, you know, that goes against our theology here. That's where all this goes. So who are the fascists? And what are the organizations that are implementing and instituting these things? And they have no idea. They think they're doing this for the good of the country. Because, you know, we have to have a regimentation of society and the economy. Do you think that the SS under Hitler, do you think that they knew that they were criminals? They thought they were doing their duty as good people who were enforcing the rules and laws that needed to happen. They were very disciplined individuals. But I digress. The cup is almost empty here. I've got just a little bit more chai left. And I've got a Dodger up there that I need to sew. And so, I believe my wife is getting ready to go get her hair done, so I need to go say goodbye to her, because, you know, it's just stuff that happens. So the dogs will be barking here any second now. I'd like to thank you once again for listening to my rant and my educational process here this morning on fascism, who the fascists are, because I think that we are headed headlong. We're being deceived, first of all, by the way they redefine things. So keep your head on your shoulders. Keep thinking, keep reading, keep understanding. But most of all, use your common sense and your critical thinking abilities. Take a step back and look at the big picture once in a while. See what's going on. Both sides are guilty of this stuff. But we pray for the nation, pray for each other. It's middle of the week. We're almost through it. End of August, beginning of September tomorrow. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Have a great night.